produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to today's broadcast of the Living Water. Sonny Obonav is my name, bringing you God's Word today. Let's look at the Word of God from the book of Exodus, chapter 15. Exodus 15, we'll be looking verse 23. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Let us pray. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus, the Son of the Living God, we decree that the Word of God touches our heart, change our life, transform our destiny, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, save the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Today we'll be dealing on the word I call the school of Marah. The school of Marah shall be the topic of the word of God today. We are living in the world of uncertainty. We are living in the world and in the season of uncertainty. We are living in a season and a paradigm shift, a time in our life where predictions will fail, where people wouldn't know what will happen next. And the Bible says, for the children of Issachar understand the time. They understand the time. The children of Issachar are the wise sons and daughters of God. The children of Issachar are the people that have the revelation of the timing of God and the seasons of life. And today we'll be dealing with the school of Marah. Why the school of Marah, preacher, you may be asking right now? The school of Marah, because in life we've been taught the sweet part of life. We've been taught the good part of life. We've been preached to about the miracle working wonders of God. But very little have we been told, if we have been told at all, about the school of Marah or the bitter side of life, which every one of us, we definitely have to go through. So this time, I want to be sharing with three groups of people. For those who are yet to be admitted into the school of Marah, for those who are already in the school of Marah, and for those who have graduated from the school of Marah. Because everyone will go through it in one way or the other. At one point or the other in our life, we will all go through the school of life called the school of Marah. And that is not to say that God is planning evil or bad things to happen to his people. But that is to say that God, from time to time, he allows us go through the school of hard knocks, the school of bitterness, the school of struggle, or the school of pain to prepare us for another phase of life. And I have always said to people, for any new level, there's a new devil. I'll say that again. For any new level, for every new level, there is a new devil. For you to be promoted to the next grade in school, you have to take a test. And until you pass the test of that grade, you cannot be promoted to the next grade. Okay, let's look at the word of God, where we read from. And when they had come to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitters. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. In the first instance, we must get it right. They did not experience Mara water. They did not have a struggle. They did not have pain. They did not have this bitterness because they were walking outside the will of God. Mind you, they were on a trip to the promised land, which God orchestrated and intended, and God was the originator of their trip. God was the one who instructed Moses to ask the children of Israel to get on the road from Egypt to the promised land. So they were walking by God's divine instruction. They were on a trip by which God instructed them to embark on. They embark on a journey that God instructed. So, honey, child of God, you can be in the will of God and still experience the school of Mara. The school of Mara is not only for those who are not in the will of God. The school of Mara is especially for those who are in the will of God. I hear people say, if I experience struggle, then God is not in it. Honey, if you don't experience struggle, then God is not in it. If whatever you embark on a business trip, on marital trip, in whatever relationship, or in ministry, whatever you embark on, and there is no challenges, there is no trial, there is no struggle in it, honey, go back to the drawing board and ask yourself if you are truly in the will of God. Because if you are in the will of God, you're going to go through the school I call the school of Mara, the bitter water school. Now, it comes to a point where we begin to ask, if I am in the will of God, why Mara water? Why bitterness? We were told in the book of Job of how Job went through all he went through, yet Job was a man who feared God. So what do you say about Job? God allowed Job to go through a process and a season of his life, and in the midst of what Job was going through, Job said, I know in this that my Redeemer liveth. What is your confession when you experience bitter waters? What is your confession when you go through the school of Mara? What is your confession when the going is tough? What is your confession when things are not going the way you intended them to go? What is your confession when the journey, the boat, or the ship is being tossed to and fro with the wind of the storm of life? What is your confession? For Job, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Do you know that your Redeemer lives? Do you still believe that there is a God in this journey? For the fact that there are challenges is a sign that God is in it. For the fact that the devil is attacking me from left, right, back, front, and center is a sign that I'm heading somewhere. Honey, let me say this to you. Robbers or attackers don't go after a house or a building where there are no treasures. Robbers or attackers go into a house or attack a house where there are treasures to rob. So therefore, you must understand that no matter what you go through as a child of God, what is important is the arrival point, is your destination. Your eyes should be on your destination. And our destination as the people of God is heaven. Our destination is the home that Jesus promised to prepare for us. He said, I go to my Father, I will prepare a home for you. I will return and I will take you to that home. Are you prepared for that home, child of God? We prepare for jobs, we prepare for marriages, we prepare for businesses, we prepare for a whole lot of things that we end here on the earth, but little do we prepare for the home that is called eternal home. And I want to adjourn you, if you are not prepared for that home, this is the time. With the happiness in our world is a pointer that we are getting close to where we are going, that we are heading close to eternity, and how prepared you are will determine where you spend eternity, either with God or with Satan, for eternity, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 5 years, not for 6 years, not for 20 years, honey. Child of God, you got to think well and decide how you prepare now for where you're going to spend eternity. Because what matters most is where we are going to spend eternity, our destination. Not what happened on the way. Not what happened on the trip. Not what happened now. Not what will happen thereafter. But where we are going to spend eternity. Child of God, wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, are you prepared for the home that is in yonder place, where Jesus said, I go yonder place to prepare a home for you. I will return and take you with me. Are you prepared for that home? The school of Mara is what every one of us must prepare for. Because if you are not prepared for it and you are taken unaware, it may sweep you off your feet. How do I mean? Because none of us, including myself speaking to you, none of us is exempted from the school of life. The school of life includes the sweetness and the bitter side of life. The school of life is inclusive of the lecture which we enjoy from the lecturer, and the test where the lecturer will be quiet for us to have a struggle and ask ourselves questions and answer ourselves and write out how we could go to the next stage of our life. At this point of life is the time where the lecturer don't say a word. He keeps quiet. He never dish out a word. Before now, he instructs you, he directs you, he guides you and give you the lectures and prepare you for the day to come. And from time to time, the word of God is being preached to us to prepare us. From time to time, preachers are being sent to us. From time to time, preachers are being released to release the word of God on social media, on TV, in churches. We hear the preaching of the word of God from time to time to prepare for us for a day that is coming. A day that is coming where there will be no preacher. A day that is coming where heaven will be silent. A day that is coming where prayer will not be answered. Yes, the day is coming where prayer will not be answered. A day is coming where heaven will be shut against the earth. A day is coming where God will turn his back. The Bible says Jesus cried on the cross. That was the day of Jesus. That was that day for Jesus that he cried, Lama sabachthani, Father, why has thou forsaken me? At that point in his time, in his life, God turned his back and turned his ear from his prayers. That day is coming for every one of us. That day is coming for every single human being, believers and non-believers. A day is coming where prayers will not be answered. A day is coming where we will not be preached to. A day is coming where we will not have the privileges of even worshiping and asking God for directions. Now that you have the time, how prepared are you? Now that you have the privileges, how prepared are you, child of God? We must be ready and be prepared for that great, that powerful day, that great and terrible day where darkness will cover the earth, that great and terrible day. The things that are happening now is not that day. The end has not come. This is a pointer to that day. This is a pointer. This is a sign. This is like a preliminary. This is like an example of what will happen. This is a small thing to be compared to that great and terrible day. If people are panicking in this day that is not the day, is not the great and terrible day, how would that day look like? How prepared are you for that great and terrible day? Jesus is calling you for that great and terrible day. But why we still have time, we must be prepared. If you read the book of Isaiah 43 verse 2, the Bible said, you will pass through the water will not overcome you. You will pass through the fire. You will go through. Mind you, English student, get this right. The Bible did not say in the book of Isaiah 43 that if you go through the fire, he said it is a mandatory thing. Every one of us will go through the fire. Every one of us will go through the pain. Every one of us will go through the struggle. Every one of us will go through the anguish. He said, but when that day come, that shall not be consumed. He is speaking to the very elect, those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, those who have received the mark of the cross, those who have received Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. They shall not be consumed, because some shall be consumed, some shall be taken away by the pain, some shall be wiped away by the water, some shall be consumed by the fire. But those who have been marked by the cross, those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, the Bible says, they shall not be consumed, but they will go through the fire. The blood of Jesus will not exempt you from the fire. The cross of Calvary will not exempt anyone of us from the fire. We all will go through the fire. The difference between us and the children of the world, the difference between believers and the unbelievers, the difference between those who have been washed by the blood and those who did not recognize Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, will be that some will be consumed and some will be preserved. It is not that the blood will exempt you from the fire. The blood will not exempt us from the fire. The blood will not exempt us from the deep waters. The blood will not exempt us from Mara water. Mind you, the children of Israel were traveling by the will of God, yet they experienced bitter waters. And this is a time where we ask questions. Where is God? Where is the power of God? Where is the blood of the Lamb? Where is the finger of Yeshua? Where is the glory of God? Where is heaven? Where are the angels? Honey, this is the time you must go through. And you ask, where is the lecturer of the classroom? Where is the lecturer who used to lecture me? The lecturer will be sitting somewhere looking at you, only watching you and supervising you. He will not say a word. Because at this time is a season of your life where you have to go through. Child of God, are you going through bitter waters? Are you already out of the bitter waters and you are asking, where was God when I fell into the water? Where was God when the fire were about to consume me? God said, I will watch over you. I will go with you. He went with you. He did not stop you from going through it, but he said, I watch over you to deliver you. In the book of Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That is a pointer to us that the pain you are going through is not going to last forever. It is for a night time. The night cannot last forever. No matter how dark the night is, it cannot stop the day from breaking. The day will definitely break. And no matter how long the night lasts, it will definitely give way for day to show up. Whatever pain you are going through, whatever affliction you are going through, whatever struggle you are going through, it has an expiring date. Are you hearing me, child of God? And you are hearing me right now. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in the word of God. You don't believe in Jesus dying for you. Oh, this is the time for you to come to the knowledge of the cross, that Jesus came on the earth. He was hung on the cross of Calvary. He died, was buried, and on the third day he rose again. He died for you and I that we might be saved. He died for you and I that we may not perish. He died for you and I that even when we go through the fire, that will not be the end of our journey. That through his death and resurrection, we will come out of the fire. We will come as survivor. We will come out as survivor of the fire. So whatever you are going through or the world is going through right now, the word of God has assurance for us that we will come out as survivors of the fire experience. We will come out as survivor of the flood experience. We'll come out as survivor of the struggle experience. We'll come out as survivors of the battles of life. The other day I read the book of Ruth. Verse 19 and 20, if time will permit me to deal with this thing. You know, if you read from verse 1 where we talk about Elimelech who went out of Bethlehem to Moab with his wife and two sons. To cut a long story short, Elimelech died with his two sons, left Naomi, a widow, and two other widows who married to the two sons. And this time Naomi was returning back home. 19 and 20. The people of Bethlehem saw Naomi returning home. And they looked at Naomi and they asked a question. Is this Naomi? By the way, the name Naomi simply means pleasant. Good to look upon. Awesome to look upon. The light of the morning. Beautiful to look upon. Is this that woman we used to see? And her appearance. Everybody wants to look at her. Is this that woman? Is this that plumpy woman that life have dealt with this way? Is this Naomi that used to smile always, now crying with bitter tears? Is this Naomi that we used to know, who goes around with smile and cheer people up? Is this Naomi returning in bitterness? Naomi responded in verse 20. He said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Lord has dealt with me bitterly. Naomi responded, don't call me Naomi. Have you gotten to a point in your life when you say, don't call me that beautiful name again. Don't call me the rich man that I used to be again. Don't call me a worthy preacher again. Don't call me a child of God again. I can no longer answer a child of God. Life have dealt with me. Honey, you cannot deny your identity because of the experience of life. Who you are is not the happening around you. Who you are is what God made you to be. The happening around you cannot define you. Your identity is in God. You carry the DNA of a winner. God has always won every battle. Whatever you are going through, I decree and I pray with you, child of God, that you are coming out a winner in the name of Jesus. The bitter waters is not the end of the trip. The bitter water, the Mara water, the waters that did not give you what you want. They expected that because they were in the will of God, they were going to drink nasty water. They were going to drink sparkling water. They were going to drink nice spring water. Instead, they experienced bitterness in life. Why? Because every one of us must go through the school of life. And like I said, the school of life is a combination of sweetness and bitterness. Time will not permit me to deal with all of that. But let me say to you, to the child of God, wherever you are listening to this broadcast, Jesus is coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He said, I knock at the door of your heart. If anyone will hear me and open for me, I will come in and sup with him. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Open for him. Stop being stubborn. Stop being arrogant. It is time for you to humble yourself and come to the knowledge of Christ. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Would you open for him? If you open for him today, pray this prayer after me. And I will congratulate you wherever you are as you pray this prayer after me. I prayed this prayer many years ago. and you can pray it today and your life will never remain the same. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. You were buried and on the third day you rose again. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. I accept you today as my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my life, rule and reign in the affairs of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me the way I am. I know that I am a sinner, but from today I repent of my sin. I will walk with you. I will read your word. I will call upon you. I will no longer call upon any other God but you. I will no longer call on my ancestors but you. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. If you have prayed that prayer, that is the greatest miracle that can happen to anyone. Oh, yes, that is the greatest miracle. And if you are sick, I want to pray for you wherever you are, hearing the sound of my voice. You are healed of whatever infirmity. You are healed of whatever sickness. You are delivered from the oppression of the devil. In the name of Jesus, I release you from the chains of darkness. I release you into the hand of God. May the God of heaven do you good. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Sonny Obonav is my name, broadcasting from Faith Life Ministry, Bosberg, South Africa. If you want to call us on the phone, you can call us on +27 81 320 6746. And the Lord will richly bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you strong until I come on your way again. Don't you ever forget, God loves you, and so do I.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.